podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
It's a very, very special Anfield Wrap interview. I'm here in the beautiful sunshine in Munich. I'm here with Andy Heaton and, more importantly, Xabi Alonso. Xabi, first of all, thanks very much for giving us some time to speak to you.
Well, thank you, my pleasure. Normally it's not that sunshine, but you have been lucky enough to get a little bit of it.
Came with us. It was great.
It was nice in Manchester when we left. But you announced your retirement this week or in the last week. You're retiring at the end of the summer, so it feels like a nice time to reflect on your career in Germany and everything you've achieved, but obviously more specifically for us, your time in Liverpool. Mm-hmm. So if you don't mind going all the way back to 2004 with us, first of all, and I'm wondering how big a decision it was to leave Sociedad in the first place, because it's your boyhood club, your father played there, it's a very proud nation. You're only 22. Was it a tough decision to leave then, or were you just so ambitious you felt you had to?
I was ambitious, and I think that at that time it was the right moment to take a step forward. And, you know, it was a summer where many things happened. I played the first Euro with Spain. And after the Euro, there was a real interest from Real Madrid as well. But the negotiation takes so long. At the end came Liverpool with a very, very serious and very, you know, Rafa, he was really determined to that I was the player that he wanted, that the team needed. When I perceived that they were really keen to have me, they got me, and I said, well, it can be a great experience. Of course, I wasn't that familiar with Liverpool as I was with Madrid or with Barcelona, because I was playing in Spain. But looking back from now, for me, it was the perfect decision. I grew up so much as a footballer, as a person as well, and it was the right one.
But you come off the back of a really good season with Sociedad as well, playing with two former Liverpool players. Sander Vestergaard was obviously in goal, and Björn Torgeir. You came so close. Winning La Liga, and like that's when Spanish football in England started to get big as well.
So
like really stood out, and that team was a phenomenal team from where it came from.
Of course, for us to till the last game to have the chance to be challenging for the Liga against Madrid, against Barcelona, it was like a miracle, almost like Istanbul. It was another miracle almost in my career, but for sure that's when my career went. From that moment, it went very quickly, because till then I was doing like a normal life in San Sebastian with my parents, training in the morning. In the afternoon, I was going to university, playing on the weekends with the team. But it was pretty normal. But it took a step forward when I went to Liverpool.
So I'm wondering how big a factor Rafa Benitez was in you going to Liverpool. Obviously, he was a big factor because how much he wanted to you, but he was such a successful manager in Spain. I'm wondering if Gerard Houllier would have tried to get you, would you still have gone to Liverpool? Was Rafa a deciding factor for you?
Well, of course it was important for me, because you know, the prestige and how good manager he is, and he was at that moment winning two leagues with Valencia, the UEFA Cup. And you know, I admire that his decision to leave Valencia in that moment when they were on the peak, because that meant that he got into a very serious project, and it was starting in Liverpool, and he signed Josemi, he signed Luis, Gibril got his first
Nunes
season as well. Núñez as well, so we were all starting, everything was new for most of us, but it started pretty well.
So you come out from Spain, and the weather's kind of like today, and then...
No, because I'm from the north.
And
the north of San Sebastian. the impact for me in the weather, it wasn't that big. For example, Josemi, he was from Malaga. Malaga in December, there are 20 degrees. So for him, it was a big change. For me, you know, I didn't care about weather. I didn't care about... I was looking after, trying to improve myself, to show and to prove myself that I was able to play for and challenging for titles with Liverpool, and that's what I wanted, and I tried to learn from the first moment as much as I could.
John Toshak's a big legend in Liverpool. He was your manager as well. Did you ask advice from him? Did you speak to him about the move?
No, I couldn't, because everything went so big. I think that in just 2 weeks everything happened. The interest from Liverpool came. They were really serious with Rick, with the guy that made all the operation, Colin Pomfort, that is very close friend of mine. and everything went quick, serious, no big, you know, big negotiation. No. It was pretty straightforward from both sides, and I was happy and I was ready to start wearing the red shirt.
I'm interested to, from a footballer point of view, how much you kind of plan your career. So say you're going over to Liverpool, are you thinking, well, I'll stay here 3-4 years and then maybe go back to Spain, or is it just completely open because you don't know what's going to happen?
I didn't know what's going to happen. I think that I signed now, I don't know, 4 years, 5 years, my first contract, but, you know, I was 22, so yeah. I didn't know how was going to, things were going to happen. I remember that from the first day, the first Champions League game, my father came to the first game in Anfield, and after the game, he said, oh, Xavi, you have picked the right team. I think that this is the right club where you are going to have the chance to develop yourself, to improve, and to enjoy football. And so far, it did really happen.
So what were your first impressions then of Melwood? What impressions of Melwood, the place, impressions of the squad? Was it better or worse than what you expected? Can you remember?
It was better, you know. Our training ground in Sociedad was good as well, but you know, in Melbourne it was another level, probably more professional.
Yeah.
The facilities were better. Always closed door trainings, no open to the public. Yeah. That was quite a big difference. But for me, it was everything fine. I was really happy with everything. Trying to and things, I started playing. Rafa had a lot of trust in me. We had a good team. Wasn't the best team during my time in Liverpool, but it was an okay team. In the league, we struggled a little bit, but you know, the first year everything was about Champions League. You know, about Olympiacos, about Juve, about Chelsea.
Yeah,
the rest is history.
I mean, you talk about that first season. It shows like how much of an impact that you actually had when you came in, when New Year's Day against Chelsea, when you got that injury. It felt like a massive loss already.
Yeah.
I mean, how did that feel for you, because you've started so well and then you have this setback?
Well, that happens. It was a setback, of course, but I was determined to get back as soon as possible. You know, the first games were great for me. It was not the first one. We lost in Bolton, but we beat Arsenal. It was a great game.
You scored.
My first goal. Nils, unbelievable last-minute goal. For me, they were the first games. I remember a game that we came back against Fulham in Craven Cottage.
4-2,
unbelievable. Yeah. Well, how we made it, and you know, to see all the end, the Liverpool end, was great atmosphere. So those first memories, they are really, you know, I keep so fresh them in my mind.
Lots of people talk in Liverpool about your first home game against Norwich as well, and I think the first home game you were actually a substitute and you came on, but Norwich was your first start, and lots of people talk about that day as the day they realised how good you were.
Well, because sometimes I watch the game and I thought, wow, that was that day I was on fire.
I was all right that day.
I was enjoying myself because I was pinging the ball from one side to the one side, all the balls were in on the right direction, so one of those days that everything happens in the right way, and I like to watch it sometimes.
But you mentioned the other Spanish boys who came over with you as well. I think it was four first, and then Morientes came in the winter as well, obviously for Rafa and his coaching staff as well. Did you feel like you were all learning together about the Premier League, and it was something that you were learning about?
For sure, but we're, you know, with the guys that they were already there for a while, not just the local, you know, Stevie, not Cara, but for Sammy, Didi were there, and you know, for me they were the real examples, because foreign players to be able to settle and to learn what means Liverpool and how to represent the club so well, I said, wow, these guys are special, and I need to learn from there. So different personalities, Didi and Sammy, of course, we know them pretty well, but I always kept an eye on how they behave and how they were, you know, within the club, how well they represent what meant Liverpool as well. As a foreign player, because with Stevie and with Cara, it's a little bit different.
It is, but
I would never be as loud as a coach.
Well, it's funny you say that, because we spoke to Carragher last week. He came to see us, and we spoke to him about you, about your career, and he called you a Spanish scouser.
Yeah.
And he said, and I think everyone noticed how well you settled in the city and how you embraced the city of Liverpool. Was that something that you thought was important, or was that just natural? Is that just who you are?
Well, it was natural and it was important because I wanted to not just to be footballer. I want to be a citizen of the city. How I want to be able to mix with the local people. The first year, so many people from San Sebastian came to watch the games. It was like everyone wanted to come for the weekend. What's going on in Liverpool? So many, 20, 25 people each weekend. I was getting crazy to get tickets for everyone. But everything helped and everything put together to grow that feeling inside me. And you know, after, of course, the things need to be working on the pitch. That's the most important thing, but around it helped me being so attached to the club and to the city as well. I was living in the city in the Upper Dock, so I know what's going on in the city.
You knew all the restaurants.
That's what Jamie said. He said, like, I have people coming up. He said, I don't go into town because I'm from the city. He said, all the foreign lads knew exactly where to go because all they ever did was just hang around the
Knew the managers and all the restaurants. But if you had 25 people to look after every other weekend, then you need to...
No, they knew where to go. They were
One thing that also came up in conversation, we were talking about you specifically, it's kind of often said when foreign players come to England, it's the technique and they're just automatically better. And Jamie turned around, he said, I don't actually think it's just that. He said, because you can't tell me that most of the players who come to England are as technically good as Steven Gerrard. But he said what he found with players that came to Liverpool that he see was they had a better understanding of the game.
That's probably the big issue about the English game. Of course, you need to be a great athlete, you need to be great at striking the ball, great tackle, of course, but the most important thing is the head and to be able to understand the game, and especially for a midfielder. That's what I think in my position, no? And that's something that I did during my years in Sociedad, during my years in Madrid, in Liverpool, in Madrid, and here in Munich, because that's how I understand football. And I don't want myself to play well. I want to play well, the players around me to be able to play better. That's when I feel that I've done my job, and the team works better normally.
So that first season, you mentioned some of the games before, Olympiacos, Juventus. That atmosphere is growing and growing, and you think you've seen Anfield, you think, oh, I've played at Anfield in the league, and then you see that atmosphere grow in the Champions League. It must have been an amazing sight, an amazing thing to play in front of.
Of course, you know, I think that the ones that we were there that night against Chelsea, because I was on the stands,
yeah.
So I think that it's going to be, I haven't seen anything like it so far, you know.
Really?
After 13 years, more or less, after that.
Really?
But nothing like that. How it felt, how it was sounding, it was rocking the atmosphere.
Yeah.
The thrill, it was electric, the atmosphere, because you know it was unexpected for everyone to get to the final.
Yeah.
To be honest, no one would expect, but to get that chance and to be 1-0 up against a super team like Chelsea, that they were by far leaders in the Premier League, it was like, well, it's like goosebumps right now to me.
I mean, the home games are special as well, but the away games that season in the Champions League, Liverpool play very well. A big performance of yours was away at Juventus. You came back from injury. I don't know how fit you were, but you played terrifically well.
I went through it. I went through 90 minutes, of course. We were struggling with injuries, not just myself, Stevie as well. Yeah. We had to change the system, but Rafa was so good at preparing the plans, the strategy.
Yeah.
Like for cup games, he was so thoughtful to analyze the opponent, and he thought we need to try to make this plan, and it worked. So it wasn't the most spectacular and beautiful game, but it was the best professional performance that we needed at that moment.
In that Champions League campaign, at what point did you believe? So you got Olympiacos, you get that out of the way. At what point do you start to think? Maybe.
Once we beat Juve,
yeah.
And think that once we were in semi-final, we thought, it's so close, and we are going to go against Chelsea, it's going to be tough, but we can't make it, and of course, We knew that the first game at Stamford Bridge was the key one, because we need to came alive and to have a chance after that game, and with the 0-0, everything was... I remember that Mourinho said, most of the Liverpool fans, they think they are already in the final. But we knew that with 0-0, it was still very open.
Yeah.
And at the end, you know, after it was the...
And then obviously you end up playing for Jose at Madrid for a couple of seasons as well. That must have been interesting going from Rafa to...
Yeah, it was interesting, you know. And after coming from Mo to Pep, you know, with Ancelotti, you know, during my career I have... But I have been always very close to manage, because I try to understand how they think, why they take the decisions, to be able to perform better, what they want, and to get close to them in the... respecting the player, manager, you know, Gerard, you know, chain in command.
Yeah. So, Istanbul then, you're walking out, you've been in Liverpool less than a year and you've got a Champions League final. You must be thinking, yeah, that was a good move.
It's real, it's happening so quickly.
So quick.
You know, but I don't really remember so many things before the game, the preparation, how was it? I don't really remember. I remember most of the things during the game and the halftime and after the game. But before the game, I don't remember if we did something special to prepare. I don't think so. I think that it was pretty normal, all the preparation, the build-up for the game.
When was it decided that you'd take a penalty if you
got
one? It
was before the game. I think that because the last game in Premier League, Stevie missed a penalty against Tottenham.
Right.
So Rafa said, pretty much stop. In case of penalty, or Xavi or Harry Kewell takes the penalty. And Harry was not on the pitch. I had to be the one. It was my first professional penalty.
No.
Yeah. Wow. I had never taken a penalty in Sociedad. It was my first one, you know. And I've seen many times. I look nervous.
You lick your lips, don't you?
I was like, wow, this is a responsibility. Come on. This is a big responsibility. I wasn't nervous, but I was feeling the big responsibility, you know? And, you know, probably the story would have been totally different if I would have got the rebound and I would have scored.
Yeah.
Probably we wouldn't... Maybe we wouldn't be talking here.
But then, doesn't that just go add to the narrative of the performance, though? Like, the against all odds,
the drama.
You miss the penalty and then you put it away.
Yeah. Everything.
And then...
The mystic there makes it bigger. And,
exactly.
The way it was. Lose the penalty, get the rebound. After in the penalties, the shootout, Stevie was going to take it. Everything, the mystic came bigger and bigger.
Did you want to take a penalty in the shootout?
Actually, in the when Rafa was deciding, Rafa asked me, Xavi, do you want to take penalty? Yeah. Okay. Rafa, which penalty am I taking? No, you're not taking. Okay. I got it.
You're like, why did you ask?
I got it.
You might have been on six.
Maybe six, but Steve was going to be the fifth one for sure.
Yeah, and then the celebrations when you came back, it felt like everyone in the whole country had come to Liverpool for that sea of red.
Well, that was, madness, no? How old the city, you know, it was first title. It was Champions League, meaning for Liverpool after so many years without winning it. The fifth one, the way it was, we have talked so much about it. It's football history.
Yeah.
Everyone remembers. Everyone. I go here in Munich, everyone remembers. In Madrid, we go to Singapore, New York. Everyone all over the world really remember that final, you know.
Yeah.
And we were part of it, so good.
So onto the next season then, Rafa changed the team quite a bit. He brought in more bigger guys, so Peter Crouch came in, Momo Sissoko. And then he moved Gerrard onto the right. And I'm interested to get your opinions on you playing with Stevie, because some in the final you were in centre midfield as a two, and some people said, oh, maybe they don't work as a two, maybe, and then Gerrard plays right and forward. I was interested in your opinion on how it worked, you two in centre midfield, and if anything was lacking.
I think that the moment when it worked best was when Stevie had a little bit more, because we need to be very, you know, organized and tactically very strict.
Yeah.
Rafa, he wanted us to play that way. And with Stevie, allowing Stevie to have more freedom, as a number 10 or on the wing, especially as number 10 when he played behind Torres, I think it's when we had the better team at my time in Liverpool. So for me, it's when he had more freedom to make runs, to go to the wing, not to be that strict tactically.
Yeah.
It's when he could play better. And when the team was better, not just him, the team was better.
But that season, 05-06, he's magnificent. Yeah, he scored final.
He scored 30 goals.
He's something close to that.
From the right wing. But that's Stevie, he can play everywhere. He was playing on the wing and he was doing everything. And, you know, those qualities... You know, I could never score third goals in one season.
How does he compare then to the great players you've played with, you know, at Real Madrid, here at Bayern Munich? We were just watching training and there's some exceptional footballers here. How does Stevie compare to those?
Well, for me, it's one of the greatest I have played with. You know, I've been lucky enough to play in great teams in Madrid, in a national team as well. So, but for sure, it will be my top five as... No, I don't know. I don't like to put names. It will be unfair. But for sure, for me, you know, to be able to achieve the big things that we have. Without him, we wouldn't have gone through the final in Istanbul. We wouldn't have made the comeback. So it's been for my career, it's been a vital player in my career.
So that FA Cup final, he was so good. You played, but you weren't 100% fit, I think, from what I remember. You were struggling a little bit.
Yeah, I had the weekend before, I had I twisted my ankle in Portsmouth. I wasn't at my best. I didn't really enjoy playing the game because I wasn't fully fit. I played, I don't know, 70 minutes or 65, not sure. But, you know, it was a great final to watch.
Yeah.
And you know what happened at the end? Again, Liverpool. Again, miracles.
So you just said you didn't enjoy the game, and it's just, again, something that Jamie said in the broader sense. When we interviewed him, he said he doesn't feel he enjoyed the football at the time enough, looking back on it. Do you have to enjoy playing football?
I enjoy, but I've taken it very seriously, you know, and before every game, I have that, I'm feeling nervous, and I'm not enjoying the previous hours before the game, because I always try to think, well, this is going to be good, I need to be ready, I need to be careful with this. And the previous hours, during the game, there are games when you enjoy and you are feeling good, and you feel that you are doing things so well that you tend to not... Another game you don't enjoy, and you come on. Anyway, it's better to go home. But it's very demanding. It's very demanding because nowadays, you know, it's for us here in Bayern, almost all the games are must-win games. And if you don't win, it's like a big failure. Mm. So we are dealing with that pressure and with that responsibility. But that's I prefer to enjoy that pressure than not, okay, we lose. It doesn't matter now. I don't want that.
So you talk about big pressure games, and we can't... I've an interview with them talking about the derby or the derbies that you played in, a couple of crackers.
Yeah, there was one where Steven Gerrard got sent off and you were fantastic and we still won. And the Evertonians went crazy when Gerrard went off and we beat them anyway.
Yeah,
did you remember that game at Anfield?
Of course, I do remember. I think that before halftime we scored from a corner from Luis Garcia. Yeah, on goal from Phil Neville.
Yeah, Phil Neville.
And Luis scored in the second half, in the early minutes of the second half, 2-0. Oh, yeah, it was proper derby, proper atmosphere. It wasn't... tiki-taka game. It was very physical, very, very, very intense. A lot of pace, but if you want to enjoy the Premier League, you need to get used to and to learn to play those games. Because if I wouldn't have learned to play those games, I wouldn't have done so well.
Do you remember how you felt when Steven got sent off?
Well, I said, doesn't matter. We need to show that we can still challenge for the game and to fight for the game. And I wasn't really afraid, you know. I had a lot of confidence in the team because at that moment we had a great spirit. We knew that we were playing at Anfield. It means that you have gives you an extra boost. And we didn't have many problems. We deserve to win that game.
It's comfortable in the end, in the stands, it kind of, the message that I got, it's like, you took responsibility. Everyone took responsibility, but you really stepped in and went, this isn't going to happen.
Even with 10, we said, well, you're in good shape, we can do it. And as you said, we didn't have many problems. I remember that we won with one less player, but playing well, deserving to win.
Yeah.
Deserving to win, yeah.
So the 2006-2007, Mascherano comes, the Liverpool fans had a song about the best midfield in the world. I don't know if you know it. I'm not going to sing it.
Of course I know. How can I know it? I know.
I mean, it must have felt like that. And then you go to Barcelona, you win, and you must have felt like this is a great team building
here.
Yeah,
that's when I think that we started building, like, the big... I think that Daniel Agger came in that year as well. So we had the great three centre-backs. Momo, he was still that, Sissoko, Mace, me, Stevie was playing already a little bit forward. So the pieces were coming together.
Yeah.
And in the league, we were not regular enough to be challenging until the end, but we knew that in the cup, but in Champions League, in two games, we could beat anyone. And
yeah.
We went to Barcelona that day. I think that they were the champions.
Yeah.
They won the year before the Champions League against Arsenal, the final. And we beat them. And we beat them in Nou Camp.
Yeah.
And at Anfield, the first half, we
could have been 4-0.
It could have been 4-0.
Yeah.
I remember the crossbar from Momo Sissoko almost from half line.
Risa nearly scored as well. That Risa hit the bar as well, I think.
Yeah. So you could see that, wow. The spirit is there, and we had the feeling that in Champions League, we could beat anyone, and we beat Barcelona,
Inter Milan as well, Real Madrid,
Inter Milan, PSV.
Oh, that season, yeah.
PSV,
yeah.
And we went to the final back to Athens.
In Chelsea again.
And Chelsea again, Athens, PSV was later.
So that final against Athens, in Athens, against AC Milan again. When does Rafa tell you the team? When does he tell you who's playing?
Just before the game, just a couple of hours before the game.
So because it's maybe a little bit of a surprise to some Liverpool fans, Peter Crouch was the top scorer in the Champions League that season, doesn't play. I'm wondering if you wished you'd have gone into that final with maybe a more settled team, because it's he likes surprises in finals, Rafa, and he likes to surprise the opposition and think about the team. But
no, at that moment, we had a lot of faith in his decisions, and if he decided that was the best for the game, we had no doubts about it. You know, after the game, you can think, okay, maybe it didn't work, but before the game, we believe that...
You believed in the game plan.
We believed in the game plan. I think that the game was really, really tight.
Yeah.
You know, we were unlucky to concede just before the halfway, before the halftime.
The deflection from there.
The deflection, yeah. So, you could see, I had the feeling during the game that the one that scored first had a very, very big advantage, and that's why it happened. But, you know, probably the final was much tighter than 2 years before in Istanbul.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was a shame, but they had a great team as well.
Yeah.
Milan, they were.
And they kind of owed us one, maybe.
with
Carlos here.
He remembers. You have a cup that belongs to me. I gave you back 2 years later. Don't worry.
So we got it back. So that's summer of 2007. You signed a new contract. You must have felt really great about where you were at that time, because Liverpool have just got to two Champions League finals in 3 years.
Yeah.
There's new owners coming in who are promising lots of money. Fernando Torres arrives. You must think this is the start of something even better.
Well, things were going so well. So we don't want to say it's this now. We want to continue, and I think that the team was getting better and better. But you know, surprisingly, the team was better, but we didn't win more.
Yeah.
In the following 2 years, we didn't win more. Probably we were playing better, but we were not lucky, or we were not good enough in the right moments.
But when we did come close, I mean, Man United, we have a friend who supports Man United, and he said that's the best Man United team of the last 20 years that won the league that year.
And you see, we got in the finals. I think that one semi-final, three English teams.
Yeah.
Out of four.
Yeah.
2 years later, another three teams.
Yeah.
I don't remember which year, but at that moment, the Premier League was by far the strongest league in the world. At the moment, I don't think it is.
Well, no, you look at the quarterfinals now, there's only one team, and that's Leicester. But between 2007 and 2009,
Chelsea, United,
people
said,
in the final every year, three and seven.
Most of the time we were there. quarters, semi-finals, sometimes as well.
Yeah.
So
you were really up against it in terms of winning a league
title.
Yeah.
And we're so close. We didn't have that edge to make it there. But especially 2008-09, we were so close in La Liga, in Premier League.
Do you think it was an experience thing? So, for instance, if you win one title, you're more likely to win a second because.
Yeah, I think that.
Because you got that pressure of Liverpool not winning for so long, winning the league for so long.
Yeah, of course. You need to prove yourself that you are good enough to be regular, to win one Premier League. That gives you that self-esteem to be able to repeat it. It happened the same with the national team, with us. After so many years, we won the Euro.
Yeah.
1 Euro. It took so long. And after we won Euro, World Cup, Euro. Because that gave us such a confidence, such a self-esteem in ourselves that allowed us. Probably without the first one, we wouldn't have won.
Yeah, lose any doubts.
Yeah, we were loser.
Yeah.
And we didn't have that moment. I don't know, the momentum. We didn't pick that momentum in Liverpool with the Premier League.
And there's maybe a problem with strength and depth as well. You looked at some of the benches where in the great wins and the benches, you felt like there was quite a big drop-off in quality.
But, you know, each game is so important to be able to win a league. And especially in my last, in 2008-09, we dropped few games when you can't afford to drop points when you want to be challenging for Premier League. Especially Stoke, Hull, maybe we got few draws. Yeah. And it was like, oh, we'll have time. Well, at the end, you don't win a league in the last 10 games.
Yeah.
You win the league in the first 15 games when you don't lose it or you
create
a big gap.
Yeah.
So we missed it. And it hurts, you know, not to be able, you know, of course, winning the Champions League is a highlight, but not to be able to win the Premier League with. It's still there.
It hurts us as well.
It hurts, yeah, I know. And you know, 2 years when...
Yeah, so close happened, again.
So closer, much closer again. Yeah. You know, it was here, but, well, it hurt as well.
I want to ask you a little bit about Fernando Torres. He joins in the summer of 2007. He gets 33 goals in his first season. For Liverpool fans, it's a strange relationship now with Nando because of the way he left and the club he went to. But what was he like to play with and how much did he commit to Liverpool at that time?
Well, of course, he was so promising in Atletico Madrid and he had already played a lot of years in the national team. I knew him pretty well. But to be honest, he performed better than I expected him. And he fitted perfectly in the team. That's what we needed, no? And I think that his game as well got a step forward, improved much more in terms of technically, tactically doing the right moves and the partnership that he created with Stevie. I'm not sure if I have played with a couple that they have looked for the other one as well as they did.
Yeah.
You know, it was unbelievable. You know what? Okay. Stevie's there. I'm going to press Stevie between the lines. And, you know, if he controls well, he's going to look for Torres. And, you know, I don't know the stats, but they created so many goals that way.
Yeah, for each other.
I mean, you talk about Rafa being meticulous, and it just seemed to be that year that the combination was always you get the ball from the back, get it to Stephen as quickly as possible, and then he put Torres in so many times. Did you work on that in training, or is that just something that...
We worked for sure, but it came so, you know, so natural. And Stevie knew at that moment that he didn't have to come so deep to get the ball. He need to wait there in the right position for him to be a key player. Because if not, we will be so far from the goal. And I didn't say, Stevie, wait there. He knew already. Stevie, don't worry. I get the ball here and I will look for you to wait there in between the lines where you need the proper good players. That way, why Stevie was so good, so important. You will get the ball. Wait. Don't worry. And after you need to look for Fernando. Yeah. That's your job.
Yeah.
That's your job.
Yeah. I'm interested to get your insight on the ownership situation we had with Hicks and Gillette. And everyone thought they would be great. The fans thought they were going to be fantastic. They promised big things. The players, it must have sounded great. Oh, they're going to spend money and bring bring players in. I'm wondering for you guys, when you started to think that they weren't going to be the great owners that we all thought they were, and how much you talked about that in the dressing room?
Well, we didn't talk much about it, actually, because at that moment we were happy with the team. The team was working well. Yeah. We had great players.
Yeah.
You know, and at that time I remember talking with Steve, with Cara, which player in the world will play right now in Liverpool? Okay, there are some players that they... But the spine of the team was built.
Yeah.
They were not much better teams, players in the world. Who will play better than Torres? No one. Who will play better than Mascherano? No one. Who will play better than Reina? They were not... Okay, of course. They were players, but they were... It was impossible to take them from Madrid or from other teams. So, for us at that 07, 08, 08, 09, when they came, I think, more or less... It wasn't such a big issue with... I didn't have that many problems.
Yeah.
Maybe they came a little bit later.
Later.
Maybe.
So that wasn't a factor in you leaving, you didn't think?
No. It wasn't. The owners were not a factor with me asking to leave.
So, I mean...
I didn't have any problems because, you know, they were in America and we didn't have that much...
Yeah.
You didn't see them.
We didn't see them. Yeah. And our... The figure was Rafa.
Yeah.
No, well, Rafa with the chief executive was, we didn't have that much contact with them.
Yeah. So you left in 2009. There's somebody before 2008. It's well known that Rafa was maybe looking to move you on because he wanted to use the money in different areas.
Yeah.
I'm wondering how you felt as someone who contributed so much to Liverpool.
First, I respect it. He's the manager, and it was, you know, he it's a difficult job. He needs to take decisions, and he decided that what he wanted, and he wanted to sign new players. He needed to sign English players, over. And he explained to me, Xavi, I need to sign a few players. I need to sign these ones. I have this idea, and we need money, and maybe. If the right offer comes, we will have to sell you. And that's okay. Well, this is football, I'm professional, I understand it. But at the same time, my mind changed. Oh, my position in the team is not the one I thought, is not the one I think it was.
Yeah.
But, and at the end, the right offer didn't came. I was close to go to Juventus, to Arsenal, but it didn't happen.
Yeah.
At the end, I of course he told me if we want to sell you. I said okay. I'm professional. I need to think about. I'm fine here, but I need to look after my future.
Yeah.
But nothing happened at the end. And the next year, and I said to Rafa, okay, Rafa, nothing has happened at the end. I'm staying, and I want to be one more in the team. Because the transfer didn't happen, my position, I want to have the same chance as everyone. And Rafa respected that and said, yeah, of course, if you deserve to play, you're going to play. And he respected his word, and I played because I deserve to play, because the team played very well, and I played very well.
Was that your best year, do you think, form-wise, 08-09?
Complete? Maybe, yes. You know, because the team was so good,
yeah.
And I was fine as well. So that's when, you know... We had the strongest team, and we were so close to win the Premier League, and it was difficult. It was difficult at the end to say to the club, maybe now is the right moment for me to leave, because we had a good team and it wasn't easy to leave that moment, you know.
Yeah.
But
would it have been
I don't know.
Would it have been easy to leave had we won the league that season, do you think? Like a goodbye, you know, like a gift.
That would have been easier. But, you know, at that moment, for me, it was a great chance as well to go to Real Madrid.
Yeah.
You know, after 5 years, you know, the business wasn't done, because done would have meant to win the, as you said, win the Premier League. But probably it was the right time. It was a great chance for me to, like, 5 years before, I had to prove myself that I was able to play in Liverpool.
Yeah.
At that moment, I had as well in my mind, it's a great challenge to go to Madrid and to show as well that I can play there and I can become an important player. And of course, I was so attached and so close to the club and to what meant Liverpool. It wasn't easy, but you know, At that moment, I felt I needed to do that.
But then, and then since you've left, because everyone, you still thought very fondly of Liverpool, as you know, and kind of people have followed the teams where you've gone. And would it be fair to say that that last season you were magnificent at Liverpool, but you just seem to improve every year? Like, you're...
For my development, each year in Liverpool, it's been important. Even the 07-08 where I struggled with first till March, I had many problems with the foot injury because I lost my... And, you know, it took me longer to get back and forth. At the end, I felt that the last 2-3 months that the team played very well and I played very well, especially March, April, May, I played very well. But each year it's been very important and it has allowed me to develop and to become better football playing and to understand the game and to be able to progress. Not just, okay, I'm the same player when I got here in 23 and I'm leaving with 27. No, I became more mature. And probably to go to Madrid, you need to have that. You need to be mature.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Madrid is like a big challenge as well.
It's a bit harder as well, maybe.
Yeah. Harder and to go with more credit.
Yeah.
It's different to go with coming from with 22 to Madrid with no that big experience, without titles, that going with 27 from Liverpool to Madrid, you go with more credit, with more respect.
Is it like an authority question?
Yeah. Okay. And to go...
And you've got your Champions League medal.
Yeah. And two finals. And we won the Euro with Spain. So I was entitled to take the job. You know? But especially in midfielder, when to go to a big club for Liverpool or Madrid or Bayern, I think that you need that self-assurance, and not just for yourself, for the surrounding as well.
Yeah.
And after, you need to prove and to perform on the pitch, of course.
So do you think at that stage, when you left to go to Real Madrid, was that the most important factor, that it was Real Madrid coming in for you? Because Liverpool fans often argue, some say, oh, he left because Rafa tried to sell him, and then some say, yeah, he just went because it was Real Madrid and it's a huge offer.
No, because 3 years ago, Real Madrid came as well, and okay. I said, no, I'm fine here in Liverpool. After 05-06,
okay.
After the FA Cup, they came as well, and I said, no, I'm fine here, and I see the new deal.
Yeah.
So it wasn't. It was because it was the right moment. It happened what it happened the summer before.
Yeah.
And something changed my mind. And after five, it's not the same living after 2 years.
Yeah.
Than after 5 years. So I said, oh, maybe I've done my run in the Premier League.
Yeah.
I've enjoyed it so much. I love it so much, the club. But I want to experience other things in my football career. And it happened almost the same 5 years later with Madrid coming to Bayern.
Yeah, I just felt like the right moment.
Yeah, I said, oh, I want to continue and to finish here, or I want to try something else. And it was as well a very difficult decision because we had just won the Champions League with Madrid. And I was fine with the club. I had great respect from the supporters with the club. I had a new deal, but I felt that way. And, you know,
so
I don't regret.
You don't regret. Well, I'm glad you said how much you enjoyed it at Liverpool. I'm just wondering... is there any particular moments that you cherish that are maybe a bit more unlikely? Because everyone must say, oh, Istanbul and you know, big games. But are there any moments at Liverpool that are special for you?
Many big moments, of course. First year, I remember so much. Olympiacos.
Yeah.
I remember being on the stands against Chelsea. Everyone was there. It's unforgettable. And, of course, Istanbul. Second year, I remember the FA Cup final. And I remember as well the semi-final at Old Trafford against Chelsea. That was great semi-final. 2-1.
Yeah.
It was Ginge scored the free kick.
Yeah.
Luis scored. And after 2-1 from Drogba, but we fight like...
That could have been 4-5.
Yeah. But it was played Old Trafford. It was like final. It was half red, half blue. And, you know, it was like FA Cup. Being semi-final in a neutral stadium, it was like, wow, this is the proper FA Cup. And
such a good Chelsea
team. And we beat again such a Mourinho, and we beat Chelsea again. So, well, you are great in the league, but in the Cups, we are still here. It happened. And then following year, we beat Barcelona, and we beat Chelsea the penalties at Anfield as well.
That Barcelona game you mentioned, because it just come off the back of Bellamy and Risa acting like five-year-olds. how mad was that in the days leading up to the game for you? Look, you must have been going,
what are you doing? We are getting ready to play no camp. not the normal stadium. We are playing no camp. What are you doing? But, you know, they were crazy. You know,
They both scored.
They both scored. It was like so many good things came together in the right moment, no? Like in Istanbul, but for that game. And as well, the semi-final against Chelsea was a great one. And as well, when I have a great memories, not for the game, but the year after we won the Champions League, we got knocked out by Benfica.
Yeah.
Last 16.
Simão.
Yeah. And I remember that we were out last 16. We were current champions, but the ovation that we had and the, you know, you are knocked out, but still thank you because of what you have achieved last year. You know.
Yeah.
And that was really emotional moment. But and more nice. Madrid 4-0 at home. That's difficult to, you know, it was a great night as well. So many great nights.
And this was off the back of a 1-0 win in the camp.
In the Bernabeu
as well, yeah. Like when there was a lot of pressure on the team as well, there was a lot of talk because the first cracks of Hickson Gillette was showing, there was speculation about Rafa. Do you feel that maybe brought you tighter together as a unit, like kind of?
Well, I don't know because of that, but we were really tight.
And yeah.
We had that great team spirit.
And Benny Hinn scores a header, like the only header in his career.
But I remember that in Spain, before the second game at Anfield, we are going to go to Anfield.
Yeah.
And we said, we are not going to wait for them. We are going to go and to attack them and to try to score from the first minute. And the first half was game over.
Was anything made of the front pages of the Madrid papers that week? Because there was a famous front page after we'd won 1-0. They were very popular.
Players were in the mouth.
No, not Perez. Wasn't Perez at the moment.
Okay.
No, it was another one. Yeah, but it was a motivation for us because we are coming to Anfield. We are great here.
Pin it on the wall.
so where does... I'm interested in where Liverpool fit in with you in your when you think about your career, because obviously San Sebastian's your boyhood club, Real Madrid and Bayern Munich, you've been so successful, you've won more trophies than you did at Liverpool, so what's Liverpool for you?
It's, you know, for me it's been vital. I can't understand my career without Liverpool, you know, and everywhere I go with Bayern, I go with Madrid, anywhere in the world, and people still linked myself to Liverpool, and I still link myself to Liverpool as well.
Yeah,
because I have that attachment, and I'm planning to be able my son, he was born in Liverpool.
Yeah,
and he's desperate to go back to Anfield. John, we will go, but at the moment I don't have weekends.
I work on Saturday.
So we need to wait, but for sure that's linked, and that it's. It's there, and you know, I rate Liverpool as high as possible for me, you know, because it meant so much, and it means so much.
And maybe one day you might coach at Liverpool.
But you never know. At the moment, few more months here, and what I don't know about my future, but
so you don't have a plan,
for
yeah.
sure, it'll be really nice.
But you don't have a plan yet for
the summer. No. I need time to relax. I've been many years in the game. You know, it's been a big call, but I think that it was the right moment. But we'll see.
Was it nice to go out on your own steam, to make your own decision to retire? Yeah, you know, at the top.
Yeah. That's something that I have always wanted, to make my decisions, not to be pushed. That has happened during my career, and I wanted to leave football, not football to leave me, because. I want to enjoy it as long as I could, and to leave it a little bit earlier than too late.
Yeah.
I wanted to live in the peak, and you know, hopefully we'll reach the peak here in Bayern.
Fantastic. Well, huge thanks to Xabi Alonso. That's been another Anfield Wrap exclusive. Xabi, you're welcome back at Liverpool anytime. If you want to come and stand on the cop, we'll get you the ticket. I'm sure we can sneak you in. Whatever game you want.
For sure, because one of the things that I have never been to the Cup watching again. I have some friends that they have enjoyed it for so long, but I don't know where. But for sure, in the close future, I will be going to Anfield.
There's normally a bit of space on row 60, mate. I'm sure the boys will sort you.
Yeah. Well, thank you, and congrats for the podcast. It's
thank great. You.
Cheers. Thanks very much. Okay. Sports Social Podcast Network.